Radio Prague News. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka have signed a two-year action plan covering cooperation in industry, culture, politics and security. Government political parties are to discuss the ongoing shutdowns and past safety failures at the Dukovany nuclear power plant next week. And the Council of Europe has recommended that the Czech Republic do more to safeguard and promote minority languages. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka have signed a two-year action plan covering cooperation in industry, culture, politics and security, spokesman for the Czech government Martin Ajrer said on Thursday. The two countries agreed on a strategic partnership during the Prime Minister's visit to Seoul in February 2015. It includes cooperation on cybersecurity, the defense industry and nuclear energy. During their meeting ahead of the summit of South Korea and the Visegrad 4 in Prague on Thursday, the Korean president and Czech prime minister also discussed mostly economic cooperation, Korean investments in the Czech Republic and security affairs, Ajrer said in a statement. Government political parties are to discuss the ongoing shutdowns and past safety failures at the Dukovany nuclear power plant next week. Minister of Industry and Trade Jan Mládek said at a meeting of the Coalition Council will discuss the shutdown of 3 out of 4 of the reactor units since October. The closures have been caused by flawed past X-ray safety checks on reactor pipes by a subcontracting firm. The Council of Europe has recommended that the Czech Republic do more to safeguard and promote minority languages such as German and the Roma language. The Strasbourg-based human rights body said Prague should step up its efforts because minority languages are part of the country's overall cultural heritage. It suggested more use of the two languages in education, media and public life. German was mostly perceived as a foreign language, it added. On the other hand, it found that Polish, a minority language in the far east of the country, has fared much better and is in education and other areas in a much better position. The Czech Supreme Audit Office has taken away the top-level security clearance from the chief of the military office of the Czech president, General Rostislav Pilc, which he needs to perform some of his functions, the Daily Lidové Noviny wrote on Thursday. According to the Daily, the decision is connected to the affair of the former chief of staff of the prime minister's office, Jana Nagyová. Mr. Pilc's attorney told the Daily that he would appeal the decision. Another person who failed to receive the security clearance earlier this year is President Miloš Zeman's Chancellor Vratislav Mynář. Věra Marešová, a former nurse charged with killing 6 patients in her care at a hospital in Rumburg, does not suffer from any mental disorder that might have affected her behaviour, a court psychiatrist giving testimony in the case said on Thursday. According to the prosecution, the nurse injected 6 patients with potassium in the year 2010 to 2014, leading to their deaths. Her alleged victims were 5 women and 1 man between the ages of 35 to 85. The suspect has maintained she is innocent. If found guilty, she could be given a life sentence. I'm Ruth Franjková and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. Coming up in today's program, we report on the visit of South Korean President Park Geun-hye in the Czech Republic. Also, problems at one of the Czech Republic's nuclear power plants are top of the political agenda. And for the third year now, children of Czech origin living abroad are taking part in a competition called Czech Honza. Stay tuned for that. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is in the Czech Republic on a 4-day visit. South Korea is the third largest investor in the Czech Republic, and the top-level talks are expected to give bilateral relations another significant boost, with South Korean and Czech companies expected to sign agreements worth billions of crowns. Daniela Lazarova has more.
Cool. Cooperation between the Czech Republic and South Korea has been above standard in recent years, and both sides have gone out of their way to nurture bilateral relations further. South Korea is the third largest foreign investor in the Czech Republic, and companies such as Hyundai Motor, Hyundai Mobis and Nexon Tire have poured close to 76 billion crowns into investment projects in the country, helping to create around 12,000 new jobs. The arrival of the South Korean president, flanked by a group of 30 business leaders, promised to take that cooperation to a new level. Talks with top officials preceded the signing of several memorandums on cooperation in the areas of science and research, culture, healthcare and industry, as well as information and communication technologies. The South Korean president expressed her country's imminent interest in contributing to the planned expansion of the Temelín nuclear power plant and the possibility of supplying the Czech army with military helicopters, while the Czech side offered cooperation in the area of nanotechnology, where it is a world leader. Opening a Czech-South Korean business forum in Prague, President Park said the Czech Republic was seen as a springboard for South Korea's further penetration into the European market. Karel Kučera, the head of Czech Invest, a government-sponsored agency supporting investments, sums up the country's assets for South Korean investors.
Korean investors see us as the key to European market. Czech Republic itself is not such a big market, but it is a very good investment locality due to the conditions and due to the skilled workforce and also due to the technical orientation of our people.
What would you say, very briefly, what would you say is the biggest success of this visit?
Well, the biggest success of this visit is really the preparation for other investments, also in R&D, because there are a lot of memorandums signed, which are basically paving the way for not only financing, but also for possible joint ventures and possibilities for joint R&D cooperation between companies and research institutions from projects like LE beamlines, etc., which are quite important for Czech Republic because Czech Republic invested a lot of money into this infrastructure.
Tourism is also a potential area for closer cooperation. Korean Air acquired a 44% stake in Czech Airlines in 2013, and since the establishment of direct flights to Seoul, the two countries have been striving to increase the tourist traffic in both directions.
Daniela Lazarová with that report on the visit of the South Korean president in Prague. Now, expensive and embarrassing problems at one of the Czech Republic's two nuclear power plants has shot up the political agenda, with leaders of the coalition government parties now due to discuss the shutdown of most of the Dukovany reactor. And there is a possibility that heads at the top of the state-controlled power giant ČEZ could roll. Chris Johnstone has this story.
It now appears that leaders of the main Czech coalition parties will discuss problems at the Dukovany nuclear power plant next week. Minister of Industry and Trade Jan Mladek confirmed on Thursday that the so-called Coalition Council will discuss the issue following demands made earlier this week by leading Christian Democrat and Minister of Agriculture Marian Jurečka that the matter be raised urgently. Three out of four units at Dukovany have been closed since October because of flawed safety checks by a subcontracting company, which failed to take adequate x-rays of pipes at the plant to check on their water tightness and safety. A check on the x-rays and pipes is now being undertaken, with the head of the Czech Nuclear Safety Watchdog scathing about the failures there. Minister Mladek did not want to comment openly on whether heads at the top of ČEZ, for example, that of board chairman and general director Daniel Beneš, might fall because of the embarrassing failures. But when asked, he clearly indicated that he felt top bosses share responsibility for the outsourcing and apparent lack of adequate supervision.
Mr. Beneš at ČEZ said this failure at Dukovany was a human factor. But is it a human factor with the subcontractor, or do you think it's a human factor at the top of ČEZ?
There will be definitely done the evaluation where is the responsibility, but the simple answer is both.
The minister says the shutdown at Dukovany is both a deep financial loss for the country and power company. It's also a severe loss of face for ČEZ, as it looks to getting a new permit to run one of the nuclear units at the plant because the existing one expires at the end of this year. Minister Mladek again.
There is concern of some politicians, first of all, about economic losses, which may be quite significant, because it's something like 3 billion crowns, it seems, around. We don't know for sure yet how long it will last. And out of it, yes, minimum 2 billion can be collected in the state budget. And it's also about credibility of running nuclear power stations, because the Dukovany, they do need to get a renewed license for another 10 years of operation for the first block, the oldest one.
ČEZ has said that most of the closed units at Dukovany should be up and running again by Christmas, but no final dates have yet been set. Such vague promises might not be soon enough to calm the politicians, who have the final say about what happens at the near 70% state-owned company.
Chris Johnstone reporting there, and this is Radio Prague, the English language service of Czech Radio, where it's now time for today's main feature, Panorama with Daniela Lazareva.
For the third year now, children of Czech origin living abroad are taking part in a competition that aims to help them connect with their roots. The Czech Honza competition, named after a popular Czech fairy tale character who went out into the world to come back much wiser, is the brainchild of Iva Krugsten, who has lived in the United States for over 10 years. I talked to Iva about the project and first asked her how the idea of holding a competition for Czech children abroad emerged.
I felt like I wanted to do something more for the children that are living abroad. I started a Czech school in California, and then I felt like, okay, we need something more fun, something that is going to tie them to the place of their origin, you know, where their parents were born, something exciting where they can compete and be creative and have fun. And that's when the idea of Czech Honza, or Český Honza, came. And so we did it. We just we decided that we are going to start a competition and invite all the kids who have, like all the kids of Czech origin, to come together and be connected this way.
All over the world, not just in the States?
No, of course, all over the world, yeah. And that was the idea.
And why is the competition called Czech Honza?
The reason is that Czech Honza is such a typical kind of fairy tale personage, or something that everyone knows. And one cool thing about him is that he was Czech, but he also traveled a lot. He decided to take off and
he ventured into the world. And yes.
yeah, exactly. But then he still came back. You know, there was still part of his heart who brought him home. So we don't expect all the kids to come back to the Czech Republic, but we hope that at least part of their heart will always stay there.
What kind of response have you had in the past 2 years?
We were really surprised by the number of people who actually wanted to be part of this, because it's mostly about the parents. You know, they learn it first, they introduce it to the kids, or sometimes about Czech schools. If the kids go to a Czech school abroad, they will learn there. So right now we get about 120 different people from all over the world. And we think it's pretty cool, because right now this is the third year we are doing it. And so we know that not a lot of people still know about this cool opportunity. So we are very thankful for all the kids who have participated so far.
I believe it's still open. So what kind of things can children send? What kind of things do they send?
Yes, it is still open. They still have a couple of months to apply. And each year we release a theme, something that Český Honza does. So this time it is about the time machine. So somehow Honza, or Český Honza, got hold of a time machine that can take him back to the Czech history. And so they have to pick a theme from the Czech history, And they can either write about it, they can write a poem or an essay, whatever they want, or they can be creative in a different way. So they can maybe draw or paint, whatever they, you know, they're good at or feel like it would be a good way to tell their story. And in the past, again, we had like variety of different things people have chosen, but mostly in the creative part, it's about drawing, sometimes even sculpture, also sewing. You know, that was such a cool idea, and you're so surprised what kids can do with it. And writing, again, you know, it's about writing. So whatever you wanna do with it, you can even write a new poem, or you can write a fairy tale. Whatever you feel like would be a good way.
You yourself said that basically it's the parents who respond first, and maybe the parents who push the children to enter this in the first place. What do how much do Czech children abroad know about the Czech Republic? Do they even speak Czech, most of them?
I would say yes. We were actually really surprised because most of the parents, they really support their kids to keep the language alive. Maybe not in a way that they send a kid to a Czech school, but because they still speak to them in Czech, the kids are able to understand, because most of them, they come home, you know, they come to the Czech Republic to visit their grandparents and everything. So it's still alive. And a lot of them speak way better than we would expect. They're actually doing really well.
Where do these children seek inspiration? Their parents, their grandparents, when they send things that they've heard from them?
Yeah. That's a great question. I would say it's probably from the grandparents, from their own experience, because when they come back, that's what they remember. You know, a lot of time we get stuff what the kid did with their grandma. And, you know, that type of stuff, like their memories of the Czech Republic, that's what they remember. What did I do last year? And so on.
Why do you feel that it is important to keep this legacy alive for Czech children abroad, this link with their roots?
I think it is a part of them. It will always be part of them, even though they might not see it once they are kids, you know, or in their childhood. Let's say if the parents don't keep it alive for some reason, it will come back. I have seen it myself so many times, because we organized Czech lessons or Czech classes as a part of the Czech school in California, and half of the class were like older people that they never spoke Czech because their parents were Czech, but they never taught them. But now they were 60 and they were sitting in the class feeling, I need to know this. This is part of me. This is who my parents were. And that was so interesting and so inspiring to me when I really realized that it will always be part of us.
Czech communities abroad are often more proud of their country's culture and history, it seems to me, than many people here. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's very true. I think the same. For some reason, once you have the opportunity to go abroad, you realize how much you actually had, how much we have in our history, something that we should be proud of, but it's way more that we were able to see once we were part of it. And why it's so, I guess it's about the lifestyle. Maybe, you know, maybe we were not taught to look for more positive things and be proud of something. Maybe we are looking more at the negative side of things. I don't know. I guess it's different, but yeah.
Are Czech communities abroad close-knit, or are Czechs abroad more inclined to integrating with the locals rather than keeping together?
I think it really depends. Like, maybe with the older people, the people who came, let's say, after the 68 or even before, they seem to integrate more with the culture there. But now with the younger people, they want to fit, of course. So they do everything with the locals and they are part of the new culture as well, but they don't see a problem to have both in their lives. And especially once there is some kind of Czech organization or something that keeps them going, you know, shows them, hey, you are not alone here, there is another Czech and this is what we can do together. So that's when it all comes together and they are actually proud to be part of the community.
You yourself are married to an American. Do you feel that it is important for your children one day to connect with their Czech roots? And will it be difficult for you to bring this about?
I don't think so. I think because they're already part of it. You know, I never really separated those two parts. Yes, mom is Czech and daddy is an American, but on the other hand, it doesn't have to be separated. You know, we kind of live both cultures. We pick the best out of all of them, and it works. And the other thing is that we actually moved to the Czech Republic recently. And so they know that for a certain time we are going to be living here, and maybe one day we are going to go back, but, you know, this is their home too.
Eva Crookston was talking to Daniela Lazareva about the Český Honza or Czech Honza competition taking place for the third time. That was in Panorama. I'm a Český Honza, Honza coming from the German Hans or Jan. And I also came back from abroad, so there you go. Although wiser, well, I'll have to leave that up to someone else to judge. That's it for us here at the station. We want to thank you so much for joining us this day. But a quick reminder, if you have any questions about the program or any comments, please send them to english@radio.cz. And as always, you can find many more stories, news items, features in sound and text at our website. Radio.cz is the address to visit. I'm Jan Wellinger. For myself and all of us here at Radio Prague, thanks for joining us this day. And take care.